Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. The issue for the week of February 21st is a big one, with several large features looking at China, as well as an insert examining base oils in 2011. Of our articles on China, first we take a macroeconomic outlook. China aims to compensate for the slowdown in external demand by stimulating its domestic economy in the latest five-year plan. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Another article looking at China declares that that nation's plastics futures market breeds chaos. Complexity rises with the increasing use of futures in commodity plastics, but one Chinese polyethylene trader says, "The futures market is not the devil, but it endures the greedy, gambling nature of human beings, the real devil inside people's hearts." Another article takes a look at multinationals pushing for expansion into China. With the largest and fastest-growing chemical market in the world, many global companies are investing heavily in China, scrambling to take advantage of huge opportunities. Some companies have been more successful than others. The need to find a reliable joint venture partner is an important factor, as they bring not only market knowledge but the right connections for negotiating the country's bureaucracy. The speed of market development can take global players, more accustomed to steady, predictable conditions in the West, by surprise. Adapting to swiftly changing government policy is another challenge in a country where decisions are not hindered by the checks and balances of democracy. Meanwhile, some of the stories featured in our base oil supplement include a look at the U.S. market's steady recovery continuing. From a 25-year low in 2009, U.S. base oil demand is expected to pick up again in 2011, although technical advances are expected to soften recovery. Then, base oil producers across Asia are reacting to the startup of plants in the Middle East by continuing their own investments and seeking exports to China and India. Also in this issue, we have articles looking at prices for acrylonitrile, butadiene, styrene, or ABS are on the rise as the cost of raw materials soars. The U.S. cumene market is very tight, forcing downstream phenol and acetone producers to limit their output. A major gas chemicals complex is planned for Brazil. Brazilian producer Petrobras says the project will include units for methanol, acetic acid, and melamine. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. So make sure to pick it up today. Thanks for listening, and good night.